Blog Talk Radio.
Praise his name.
Yes. Welcome, welcome to the Prodigal Church Hour. Welcome, friends. It is I, Minister Joe Kendrick, coming to you live from Southern California. Let us load up on Facebook Live. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. It is I, Minister Big Ken, a.k.a. Minister Joe Kendrick, coming to you live from Southern California. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thanksgiving is not a day, though. It's a relationship. Thanksgiving is a relationship with the one who gave us a reason to be thankful, because he gave us life and life more abundantly. And I am so thankful for the cross. That's where the real thanks is. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ and the cross. Redemption, having a personal relationship with him, friends. And we have reason to give him thanks every day because he's given us life and life more abundantly. So I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, not just for a day, but thank you for every day. Thank you for the cross of Christ. And we thank you for loving us while we were dead in our trespasses and sins. You came to save wretched sinners. You came to give us life and life more abundantly. So you are so worthy of our praise. You are so worthy. You can call in, friends. If you, we're going to have an opportunity for you to give thanks and praise. If you want to give a shout out to maybe a family member or whatever, you can call on the podcast, 646-668-8468. Get your friends and family involved. If you want to call in and give a praise report at the end of this podcast, we will have opportunity. 646-668 when you call in. So just let me know. I mean, just raise your hand, and at the end of the podcast, we will take prayer requests, or we'll let you have the mic and be able to share your heart and what are you thankful for most. With that being said, let's go before the Lord and praise him and give him praise and thanks this morning. It is now 11:38 Pacific Standard Time. I know for some of you it's already 2, almost 3 o'clock. So for those that's on the East Coast, I know y'all already done had y'all first plate already, right? Well, I haven't had my first plate as far as Thanksgiving dinner, but I have had something to eat. But being that said, let's get some spiritual food in us, because we need that every day too. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for just dying, for the death, burial, and resurrection, for having life, giving us life and life more abundantly. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for redemption. And we come before you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, not to worship a day, not to set one day aside, even though it's a time of fellowship and friendship, but let this be a time of thankfulness because of Jesus Christ and what you did on Calvary. What you did, you took our sin debt so that we wouldn't have to die for our sins. So right now, Lord God, we want to acknowledge you, not just because of this day, but we want to acknowledge you as well, before the whole world, Lord God, that Thanksgiving is about you and what you did for us, Lord, saving sinners who could not save themselves. we must decrease, and we ask that you increase this day and that you would speak to our hearts and minds as we learn the true meaning of thankfulness. We love you, Lord. We praise you and we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we say amen, amen, and amen. Hello, Tori. Hello, Tracy. Hello, all my brothers and sisters that will be watching. Blessings to you. And again, 646-668-8468. Don't be shy. At the end of this program, and we'll probably be here maybe about 40, 45 minutes. At the end of the program, I'll give you an opportunity to call in or to take. I can take your call, and you can share your praise report. You can share what the Lord has done in your life this year, and what are you most thankful for? This, you know, maybe it's your salvation. Maybe you came back to the Lord. Whatever the case may be, it's an opportunity for you to express it publicly, and you don't have to give your name, but you can just say, hey, I'm so-and-so, or you can give your alias, whatever you want to do. But most importantly, friends, it's an opportunity for you to share your heart. So again, 646-668-8468, 646-668-8468 is a call in. Today's message, again, is God's will for you, giving thanks in everything, giving thanks in everything. And, you know, this is going to be a tough one for some people because we think that we shouldn't give thanks when we're going through hell in our household or trials or tribulation. And it's hard to give thanks, right? But guess what? God is calling us to give thanks. He's calling us to give thanks with joy. Give, make a joyful noise and give thanks and praise and accolades to the one who sits on the throne. Amen. We need to continue to praise his name. Also, friends, hey, you're invited out. If you're in the Los Angeles area, you got family members in the Los Angeles area, please come out this Sunday, worship times 8:30, 10:30, and 12:30 at Core Church of Los Angeles, www.corechurchla.org, www.corechurchla.org. Also, continue to pray for this ministry, pray for my health, that I can continue to come, as well as if you can stand with us financially, please carefully consider so and do so by going to the GoFund account. Amen. Again, friends, we're to give thanks in everything because God is so worthy for us to give thanks. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. And see what God has to say to us as we are commanded to give thanks in everything. Amen. And don't be shy to call in 646-668-8468. For those of us in the U.S., you can call in right now and you can actually listen from your from the phone line to be able to listen. So go ahead and start making that phone call. We want you to tell of what God is doing in your life or has done in your life this year. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks to, in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. He says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. We see three verbs here where God is calling us to an action or he's commanding us to do something particular. He wants us first to rejoice, then he wants us to pray, and he wants us to give thanks. This threefold commandment here that God is calling us to do. And because God says if we love him, we'll obey him and keep his commandments, we need to take it serious when he calls us to do this. As we return to our beginning text, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, we learn that it is also God's will that we give thanks in everything, give thanks in all circumstances, and be thankful in all circumstances. God doesn't want us murmuring and complaining and saying, you know, always having a pity party. Why? When we question God like that, we're basically saying we don't believe his sovereignty or his will over our worries or our anxiety. That's what we're saying. We're saying we don't believe his will over our anxiety or our anxiety is greater than his sovereignty. We think that he didn't know that we was going to do the very thing we're doing, but he's calling us not to do it, calling us to have a cheerful and a joyful attitude, because God has allowed us to go through something that we need to give thanks for, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like. I don't care if you're broke or you're going through a sickness or you're going through some kind of trial where it's causing you maybe emotional grief, you still need to turn your heart towards the Lord and say, Lord, you told me to rejoice always and pray without ceasing. You also told me to give thanks. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Now, this is not even possible, hello, Sister Paula, hello, Sister Tori. It's not even possible. Matter of fact, it's impossible to do this thing that God is telling you to do apart from walking in the Spirit. Because when you're walking in the Spirit, you're not led by your own emotions, and your emotions are not dictating how you feel, but God is telling you and I how he wants us to look at the circumstances, no matter how grave or grievous it may be. We need to understand that. We're commanded here, friends, to give thanks. We're commanded to give thanks in all circumstances and be thankful in all circumstances. He didn't say you had to like it. He didn't say you had to enjoy it. He didn't say you had to deny what you're feeling about the situation or the circumstances, but he's telling us, he's commanding us, he's calling us in this situation to give thanks. Give thanks. Not only are we to be for everything, in Ephesians 5:20, we're told to, he says, giving thanks always for all things to God, to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to say this, and maybe somebody might not receive it the way it's said, but it's biblical. God could take somebody out of our life. He could allow them to die, and we still have to give him thanks. We still have to praise him. Remember, Job said it. He said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of our Lord, Savior Jesus. He says, blessed be the name of the Lord. See, now that's not, look, don't, before you start throwing bricks at the screen, realize this, friends, that God is sovereign. He is sovereign over everything and everyone on this planet. Not one person leaves Earth not that God doesn't know about. He knows everything. We have to realize that God is sovereign, and that in his permissive will, he allows people to come into the world. He allows people to come out. He allows circumstances to overtake a person. Remember, Job lost so much. He didn't just lose a child. He lost all of his children, all of his daughters, and all of his son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. He lost them all. He lost all of his family members, yet he rejoiced. He thanked the Lord. In the midst of all that he was going through, he thanked the Lord, and he was able to count it all joy. Just like the Bible tells us. Remember, his wife once told him, just curse God and die. Because in other words, she didn't see the hand of God. All she saw was the trial and the tribulation, and that trial and tribulation caused her to doubt and have her faith founded in what was hers. Her faith was founded in what was going on now instead of who God was. See, we don't know if the Bible don't tell us. We don't know if Job got the same children back. He could have resurrected them. No, there's nothing to tell us he did or didn't. He got the same children back, or if God gave him new children, and he waited a few years or, you know, some 15, 20 years later, and he had grandkids and all of that. We don't know. We do know one thing. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That much we know. We need to give thanks Ingratitude displeases God. When you and I murmur and complain, when we're going through hard times, when we seem to be struggling, when we seem to be having our perspective on earth and not in heaven, we tend to murmur and complain, and we tend to regress back, and we're looking for answers outside of God, or we don't like the answer, we don't like the way God is handling it, so we want to take over. Ingratitude. Ingratitude. He tells us in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. He tells us, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous. God says this about people who, in the last days, they're going to be among the midst of us. They're going to be in the church fellowship. And see, God will use circumstances to squeeze us, to show us what we're made of. Either we're going to give him thanks, and we're going to be thankful for whatever he's allowing us to go through, or we're going to murmur and complain and basically shake our fists at God, or we just stop talking to God. See, you and I have a position to play, a role to play, and our position is to be thankful in everything. Be thankful in everything. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Complaints you have, you do it humbly, and you go before the Lord, and you say, Lord, I don't like what I'm going through. I don't like what I'm feeling. My feelings are real, and I'm hurting, and I don't like it, but, Lord, you are God. You're sovereign, and you knew this before the foundations of the world, so therefore, I'm going to thank you. Thank you for strengthening me right now, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to mature in this level where maybe a year ago I wouldn't have been able to handle this, but because you've matured me, I'm going to thank you in this situation, not because the situation looks good, because you're a good God. And you're a holy God, and you're a God that these children or this family member or this situation, you knew about it before the foundations of the world. Therefore, you're in charge of it. See, God is not a God that will do things just to be capricious or to try to, you know, mock us or just, you know, to basically get us to be a cruel God. He's not a cruel God. He's a holy God. He's a just God. He's a sovereign God. And whatever he's allowing us to go through, it's for him to get the glory and for us to get the growth. And many of us got to go to the back of the line. Y'all hear me say that all the time. I'm tired of going to the back of the line. I'm tired of trying to do it my way and end up at the back of the line. You don't take cuts on God. You don't take cuts and you don't try to, you can't manipulate him. But let me twist this up. Let me switch it around here. I'll pull a fast one on God. You're not gonna pull nothing on the holy God. He's in charge. And we need to understand in all things, no matter what happens, no matter how it feels, no matter what the circumstances or situation is, God is sovereign, and he wants us to grow in our understanding of who he is and know that he is over that situation. It's not about us always. It's about our growth, but it's about God getting the glory. Notice this, he says, ingratitude displeases God. It is included among other sins that would be prevalent in perilous times. The wrath of God will be revealed against those who are unthankful. Romans 1:18 through 21. So you got a lot of people, friends, they basically say they're Christians and then they mock God. They shake their fists at God when they don't get what they want, when they don't do a lot, when God's not allowing them to play with his ball, they want to decide to take his ball and run off somewhere. Well, I don't like the rules of the game, so I'm going to change it. Okay, you're at the back of the line now. Or you might be on your back and you're not even in the game. See, we can't manipulate God like we do people. We have to understand that, friends, that God is in total control. And since he's in total control, we need to realize that he's running the show. And he wants us to grow. I tell you all the time, spiritual growth for the believer is not an option. When you're trying to grow, you know, it's kind of like a child that basically would try to tell you, a baby that says, I refuse to grow up. No, a baby is going to grow. They're going to get out of diapers. As they come out the womb, they're going to start to grow. A baby that was born 6 months doesn't look like that baby that was born the first in 1 week. And then a child that's been around for 2 years doesn't look like a six-month-old. So every child is required. You know, humans are required to grow, mature. And they go from the baby food, the milk, all the way up to Gerbers, and then eventually they're eating solid foods. We are called to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he tells us here that we need to give thanks. In gratitude, this pleases God. That means you're mocking and murmuring, complaining about, oh, Lord, do I have to do this? Lord, do I have to accept that? Do I have to receive this or that? Do I have to give thanks in all things? Yes, 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 yes. He, God, I slave. Remember, we're slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. Being a slave to righteousness is not just a concept or word that we're a slave to. No, we're a slave to the word, the logos, the God-man. He's the one we're to submit ourselves to. He is the one in charge of our life. We're also told that we are to have the attitude of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude, you and I. Thankful for what the Father has done for us, Colossians 1:12 tells us through 14. He says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, whom we have redemption through his blood. Through his blood. We wasn't washed with soap and water. This is spiritual cleansing. The blood of Jesus washes our sins, our iniquities, and declares us righteous. Not because of what we did, not because of some animal that was shed that shed their blood on the cross. It was Christ and Christ alone. 646-668-8468 is the call-in number. We're going to open the prayer lines for opportunity for prayer and praise as we at the end of this podcast. So please, if you want to call in, you can do so. We need to understand that God wants us to, he says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, in the light, giving thanks to the Father. He qualified us. We weren't qualified on our own. We weren't qualified on our own to be partakers. Every one of us were sinners in need of a Savior. Every one of us were filthy rags, and we needed to be healed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But because of Jesus Christ, because of the Father sending Christ, because of his redemption on the cross, you and I have become partakers of the inheritance of the saints. We weren't part of the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We were Gentiles. The Jews were part of the covenant. The Gentiles weren't. But because of God's mercy, his love for us, while we were yet dead in our trespasses and sins, Christ redeemed us. He bridged the gap. He made us justified that we would be able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, friends, but that is good news. That's the good news. Abounding in thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up in him. Who is the him? Jesus. And established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. We also are to a part. Colossians 3:12-15 tells us, 3:12-15. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also forgive one another. How we're called to do, friends. With a part of the garment we are to put on. Galatians 3:12. He says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ so you and I won't make any provision for the flesh. Put him on. You can't put him on with a closed Bible and no worship and no praise, no thankfulness. You're not going to be effective. Remember, this is about spiritual warfare as much too. You and I are called to be ready for battle. And soldiers are spiritually ready because they're spirit-filled. They're not just worshiping on Sunday or midweek Bible study. Every day of the week, they want to be Christ-like. They want to show the world that they are born again of the Spirit. 4:2 and 1 Timothy 2:1, Colossians 4:2 tells us, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Continue. That means this is in the present participle, or it means to continue as you always continue. From the time you got saved, you was to do this earnestly pray. So you need to pray continuously since then. You never should have stopped praying. It should have been something you did at the moment of salvation, and you still continuing to praise and giving praise. Being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy 2:1 tells us, therefore I exhort you, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. You see here, friends, for I exhort you, first of all, that supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Exhortation. You know, we need to encourage. Some people need a nudge. But you know, you should think about doing this. Or this is what the Lord wants us to do. We need to also, we looked at ingratitude displeases God. Also, we are to have the attitude of gratitude. C says thankfulness is the key. Thankfulness is the key to overcoming anxiety. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Also, Philippians 4:6-7, to obtaining the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. We also see in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, he tells us again to pray without ceasing, rejoice always, and when we give thanks in everything, we will pray without ceasing. It's important for us to realize, friends, they all work hand in hand. You can't have joy and not be thankful. Think about it. If you're going to display joy, you need to be thankful about whatever the joy is that you have for. Whatever it is that brings you joy would cause you to be thankful. Without joy, without rejoicing, if you're not rejoicing, and the Bible says that we need to rejoice always, maybe you don't have a relationship with God that would require you or call you to have joy. So you don't have nothing to thank him for. See, unbelievers can't experience what we're experiencing with because it's more based on a religion of work. They're trying to work themselves into a right standing with God, yet they don't have that personal relationship with God. And that's why they have no joy. That's why they can't be thankful. That's why they can't continue to praise him. We're told also, when we pray without ceasing, we will rejoice always. Thankfulness in everything. Praying without ceasing, rejoicing always. All three of these are encumbered by the Holy Spirit. All three of these are part of our DNA as believers. All three of these are going to be what we should put on display before the Lord. If you and I are not putting him on display, Maybe it's because we don't have a relationship. Because we don't really have an authentic, true, born-again experience, but we have a religion. And religion will never, ever give you the true joy and peace you so desperately need. How to be thankful in everything. Romans 8:28 says, if we love God, we have and have responded to his call. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Do you know that all things work together for the good? Or is that just something you read, but it really hasn't changed your character? It really hasn't introduced you to the Savior? You know, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ means that my life is going to be radically changed. Radically changed. If we love God and have responded to his call. 1 John 5:3 says, loving God presumes obedience to his will. Loving God presumes obedience to his will. 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments aren't grievous or burdensome. Hallelujah. Do you think the word of God is burdensome? Do you think these are a bunch of do's and don'ts, and you find yourself being grieved by every time you read your Bible because you don't see that God is demonstrating love, but he's demonstrating to you and I, he's given a demonstration of the law or something or a bunch of commands, yet we seem to find his word grievous? No, friends, you have the wrong interpretation or the wrong relationship. 2 Thessalonians 3:13, we also need to be responding to his call presumes obeying the gospel. When you and I are responding to the word of God, we are obeying the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 through 14, he tells us this, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining. We see here, friends, how important it is for us to give thanks. But we are bound to give thanks, he says. God always, to God always, brethren, beloved by the word, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation. Do you understand that you didn't choose him? He chose you. He chose you and me. Foundations of the world, God chose you. I can't explain why he chose you. I can't even explain why he chose me, but I can believe it because the Bible testifies to it, and that's what I see in Scripture, and that's enough. He chose us. We also need to look at Romans. He also tells us that we can therefore glory in tribulation. What? You want me to glory in tribulation, give thanks about tribulations, trials? Romans 5, 3 through 5. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, the hope does not disappoint, but because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, produces hope. We can therefore rejoice in persecution, Matthew 5, 10 through 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all riddles. Kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. He says, for his sake we do this. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Great is your reward. God says that we'll get a reward when we rejoice and be exceedingly glad. If you think that you can just, you better rejoice. No. God wants us to make a joyful noise. He wants us to make a joyful noise. He wants us to shout from the rooftop. He wants us to cast all our burdens upon the Lord because he cares for us. Doesn't matter if you've been persecuted. knowing that our reward is in heaven, will be great. We can therefore rejoice in trials. James 1:3 tells us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Look, we're going to be tempted. That's a given. But we need to count it all joy when we go through these fiery trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. Amen. Knowing that trials produce patience, knowing that patience produces perfection, completeness, maturity. We see here, friends, that God has given us plenty of examples of what we should be thankful for, and we need to thank him constantly. We need to express thanks in every prayer. We are to include thanksgiving with our prayer requests. Philippians 4:6 tells us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." We need to express thanks in everything. Every time you pray for something, first thank God for something. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. In 1856 to 1922, Jonathan Oatman, that was a quote by Jonathan Oatman, he says this: "Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." Even when you are facing hard times, financial, marital problems, maybe it's members of the church you're having problems with, whatever the things you're going through, whatever the trials or conflicts you and I are going through, even when we are facing hard times, Daniel 6:11 tells us this. "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his window open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, and as was his custom since early." We see here, friends, when Daniel was in captivity, when he was let go, he gave thanks. He gave thanks always, even when he was in prison, when he was in captivity. He gave thanks. Facing life-threatening crisis, he gave thanks as always. What is the conclusion of this, my friends? William Hendrickson has beautifully expressed the importance of giving thanks. "When a person prays without giving thanks, he has clipped the wings of prayer so that it cannot rise." Do you want the full benefit of your prayer life or prayer in your life? Do you and I want the full benefit of prayer our life? The ability to rejoice always in every circumstance. Then take the time to thank God in everything, indeed for everything, Ephesians 5:20 tells us. Knowing that God can use it for your good, Romans 8:28. Do this and you will not only do what is God's will for you, but you and I will become more than conquerors through the love of Christ and life, or in the love of God. Romans 8:35 through 39 in closing. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are all killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for his slaughter. Hallelujah. As you can see here, friends, God has made it very simple. And very, he gave an appeal, and he's called us out as believers to praise him. He's called us out to give him praise and to give him thanks in everything that we do. And I think because God loves us so much, we should do just what he's calling us to do. We should not waver. We should not hold back. But we should show our gratitude with a proper attitude of thanks, verbally and spirit, and in our walk, in our talk, in our lifestyle, giving time, talent, and treasure. We should give thanks. We should demonstrate our love for God because he's given us so much to be thankful for. 646-668-8468. We're going to pray, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for those who might want to call and just give a testimony, a little 2 or 3 minute testimony, nothing fancy. I know everybody's spending time with family members and getting that Thanksgiving on. And again, 646-668-8468. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, so much to give thanks to. For you've been so good to us, Lord. You've been so merciful, and we need you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for dying on Calvary's cross for us, for going to the cross to give up your life for our life. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. And, Lord, right now we ask, Lord, whatever our brothers and sisters want to share, Lord, let them be able to come before you boldly. Just give you all the praise and honor and glory this day. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we said amen, amen, amen. 646-668-8468, 646-668-8468 is the call-in number for those who would like to call in right now. We'll stick around for about 5 minutes. Maybe we'll I was going to play a song, but I don't have my music box queued up. But I want to just say that, you know, God has given us so much to be thankful for, so much. And we just need to continue to lift him up. Everything that's going on in our country right now, friends, we need to thank God. Thank God that he's holding back his righteous indignation against this nation because of abortions, same-sex marriages, all these different things that have become so-called normal in this world is not pleasing to God. We need to realize, friends, that God is a God that is holy. He established marriage that cannot be tweaked or manipulated any other way. If God doesn't even like a fornication where two people are having sex and they're not married, nonetheless, he definitely doesn't like two men being together sexually or two women being together sexually. He can allow things to happen, but those things that are happening will reap a consequence, will reap a judgment. And I say this not because I am homophobe or loveless, but because I love you, I'm commanded by Scripture to tell you the truth, no matter how good your sin may feel, because I understand how good sin can feel. I also understand the holiness of God, and I know the power of God's resurrection and the fact that he can lead us to all truth. So our feelings, our emotions, they don't have any bearing when it comes to right and wrong and what God's word says. But what we will see, friends, is God's judgment if we continue to mock him and continue to stand in the way of holiness or stand up against holiness. So right now, we just want to give him all the thanks and praise. I thank him for my right mind. I thank the Lord for, even though I haven't had a paycheck for a whole year, God has provided, he's used people in the body of Christ to be able to bless me. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful that, you know, my health is not great, but I'm thankful that it is good. But just giving him the praise and honor. We can do it every day, friends. We don't need to wait till a special day. We just need to do it, but we need to be consistent. Out of 7 days out of the week, how much does God get? How much does God get? And how much does he truly deserve? 646-668-8468. If you have a testimony, if you want to share your what the Lord has done for you this past year. This is now the opportunity for you to do that. I'm going to hang around for another 2 minutes, and then we're going to go ahead and close it out. But this is the opportune time for you to give a praise report of what the Lord has done. Maybe you just got a job. Maybe you just got saved. Maybe you just, things are turning around now because you're on fire for the Lord, and this is an opportunity for you to share what the Lord is doing in your life. 646-668-8468. You can call in right now. Like I said, we'll hang around for another minute, and if I don't see any calls coming in, then we're going to go ahead and cut it off. But I just want to say, friends, I'm a little, just keep me in prayer because feeling a little tired, a little sluggish. Feeling a little tired and sluggish, but God is still on the throne. Still on the throne. So I see it. We're not going to probably get any calls. I just want to, again, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Wishing you the best of the best in this upcoming new year, as we're about to turn a corner next month, but we'll be ending this year of 2017 and starting a new year of 2018. Can you believe almost 20 years in this decade, in this particular millennium? Man, it's crazy. Next year, my daughter will be graduating high school. I'm thankful for that. Thankful that, you know, she's getting grants and scholarships. I'm thankful, because I don't have no money. But I'm praising God for his mercy and grace and his goodness. So with that being said, friends, hey, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you his peace. You can go back and listen to this podcast by going to Minister Big Ken 65 on Blog Talk Radio and the Prodigal Church Hour. And you can catch over 650 messages from God's Word on there. Also, you can follow me at Twitter at DKendrickSR65. DKendrickSR65, as well as DKendrickSR@gmail and Facebook Live at Daryl Kendrick. Hey, I'm Minister Daryl Kendrick coming to you live from Southern California. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you this peace this Thanksgiving day.